One group that lost yesterday was the liberal activist group MoveOn.org. MoveOn backed Arkansas Lieutenant Governor Bill Halter, who took on the incumbent Democrat Blanche Lincoln, took her to a runoff, but lost last night 52-48%. Well, joining us now is Elise Hoag, Communications and Political Advocacy Director for MoveOn.org. Welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
If Lieutenant Governor Halter had won last night against Senator Lincoln, everyone would be saying that Democratic liberals and labor had served notice on the party to get in line with the Democratic base. He lost. What's the message we should be hearing?
I don't think the message is that different. I mean, at the most macro level, what we saw was greater participation in this primary than we've seen in a Senate race in quite a long time. We saw engagement. We saw a willingness to actually debate the values of the Democratic Party. And in the end, everybody wins. It's a better democracy. On a more pragmatic level, we saw Blanche Lincoln understanding exactly what the Democratic base needs to feel like she's fighting on their side. And we have real legislation in front of us that she feels the need to back that will address the issue of derivatives and take money that is owed to the American people back from the banks. I think she'll have a hard time walking back from that. And I think that's a clear victory.
How much money did MoveOn.org raise for Bill Halter?
We invested about $3 million overall in the
race. $3 million.
$3
million. And looking back on that, is that $3 million in a failed primary campaign worth it as opposed to putting it into a general election campaign?
We actually think that $3 million is a drop in the bucket compared to what we get out of people's willingness to engage. This is not fungible money. This is not if it wasn't going towards Halter, a candidate that our members believe in, it would go to a blue dog Democrat. These are resources that are generated only because we had a candidate that we believed would fight for the American people.
The point of raising more money, MoveOn.org said, was to help get out Halter voters. Do you think there were actually other Halter voters who could have been gotten to the polls, or is the electorate just more conservative this year than you'd like it to be? And are you facing an angrier, perhaps more conservative, perhaps more Republican electorate?
I actually don't think that the electorate is more conservative by a long shot. I actually think that that is too easy an analysis of what's going on. What we're experiencing with our members is an electorate that is frustrated with decades of corporate control over our government, and they want to see everybody running for office this year say whether or not they will stand with the American people or they're going to play the establishment game that we've seen year after year after year in Washington. You know, arguably, the Arkansas voters didn't have enough time to get to know Bill Halter, but what many, many of them did know and what they showed yesterday at the polls because of that razor-thin margin was that they knew Blanche Lincoln does not stand with them.
Have you provided Republican Representative John Bozeman, who's likely to be Senator Lincoln's opponent in November, a campaign, you know, a corporate Blanche Lincoln? She's not with Arkansas. Just look at what Bill Halter and MoveOn.org said throughout the spring.
We think Blanche Lincoln handed all of her challengers a campaign when she chose to stand with health insurance companies at a time when the country was screaming for health care reform, when she blocked an up or down vote on the public option, which most Americans wanted. You know, we are looking to support Democratic candidates that fight for the American people. If they fight for us, we'll fight for them.
Elise Hoag, thank you very much for talking with us.
Thanks for having me.
Elise Hoag is Communications and Political Advocacy Director for MoveOn.org.